Hello there. Welcome to Healthy Cooking with Your Friendly Italian. I'm Jim Biro.
And I'm Marilyn Biro.
And we've got a special event that we want to celebrate and talk about. It's the celebration of It's a Wonderful Life weekend. And we have some special guests with us that are going to go through all the things. I mean, this year is going to be fantastic.
We have so many activities. We're going to have to give you a website to look them all up. But we're going to talk about the highlights. And
so we have two people from the committee for It's a Wonderful Life with us.
Right.
Ennui Law, right? And Kyle Lottie.
Yeah.
And we're all excited, and we're going to go through that. Plus, in part of the of this thing is that they're going to have chili and other
or
things.
Or they have a cook-off, right? Isn't that what it's
right.
called?
Right. So we came for your recipes.
Right. Yeah. So we have some recipes at the end. We have three chili recipes. Whether we'll discuss them fully or not all depends. But you have special chili recipes to celebrate the weekend.
Only got three. Not bad.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So we're going to do that. So let's start out. Let's do this starting from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, let's start out with Thursday. And first of all, I want to mention the George Bailey Award, which Steve Van Kirk, really a good man, and I'm glad to see that he has gotten that. So what's happening starting, I know Thursday night, I'm going to be doing a play.
You're doing Merry Christmas, George Bailey.
Merry Christmas, George Bailey.
7 o'clock at the Visitor Center. Yes.
All right, and I'll be there.
And he'll be the ornery Mr. Potter.
And it's
very
really,
out of character.
Yeah, doesn't take me much. I signed autographs too.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good.
Okay. All right. So that's where we're going to do that. So let's talk about what else is happening, starting with Thursday night.
Yeah, well, Thursday night is a light up Seneca Falls.
That's right.
The lights are going to be lit up. Things will be dark for a couple of hours before 6 o'clock.
And at 6 everything o'clock, lights everything's going to light up. I think that should be really wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there lights around the buildings, too? No,
there will be garlands.
There will be garlands. I had heard there were supposed to be garlands, but I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, we had some wonderful donators for the garlands.
Okay,
this year,
so we'll have garlands and lights.
I think the bridge. I think they're going to throw in the bridge.
And I thought that the angels, they've put some new bulbs on them.
Aren't
I think
nice?
They look.
Those are very nice. Yeah,
I thought they looked very, very nice.
We're going to also have a bonfire that night, too, right?
Friday night is the bonfire.
Friday night
at 7.
Oh,
so
okay.
If any of you sing or you know anyone who sings, please feel free to come down and help.
Okay.
And
I always love the bonfire. That's fun.
Yeah, Lori's Popcorn is going to be down there. They're a new business in town.
Yes,
they're going to be down there selling some popcorn.
That's also the Bailey dinner at the Generations Bank on that evening, too.
That is Friday night, too. Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
And isn't there a special screening of It's a Wonderful Life at Minders? That's happening on Friday night.
Same time.
Yeah, it's on a large screen. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice because people tell us, you never get to see it on a large screen, and you don't, you know, you sit in your living room with your family.
Exactly.
But here you're sitting with 100 people who love this movie as much as you do, and people love that experience. So that's going to be Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Now, there are so many activities. I don't think we will get through all of them in this program. Would you like to give them the website that they can go look up and so that they can print out their own individual events?
Yeah, the whole schedule
the
is
whole
available
schedule.
At therealbedfordfalls.com.
Okay.
So anything you want to look up and see.
Everything's updated now. You've got all the times on it. And
it should be. Yes. Things changed up to the last minute. We all know that, so we're doing our best to keep up with that.
And we also have to be concerned with the weather, and hopefully we're not, like last year, a lot of people that were planning on coming didn't come because of the weather. So hopefully that'll work out.
Yes. But I would like to tell you, I'm also organizing the parade on Saturday. That's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And Karen Beals is our grand marshal this year, so we're very glad to have her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And last year with that weather, every single person that entered the parade, signed up to be in the parade, showed up in that weather.
That's
I couldn't
great.
Believe it. Yes. And probably 90% of them are coming back again this year. We don't have the Wienermobile, but... Okay. It'll still be a really good parade.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Can't you, starting on Friday, go to the post office and get a postal
cancellations Friday and Saturday.
And Saturday.
And they're already, they get requests from around the country for that cancellation. People send envelopes and, and ask for that cancellation. They just wait for it.
Well, it's amazing. When I was out on the street and meeting people that were in, they're coming from all over the country. It's amazing where they come from. And how many people we got running this year? We know?
I think it'll be 4,000. Yeah,
4,000.
I think
that's amazing.
Camping at 4.
It's a great thing.
Well, and can I just say, we also are getting people from other countries, and we're getting coverage from other countries. We just had a cover page story from a magazine called The Big Issue in Scotland.
Wonderful.
And a 5-page article inside. And we see them at the It's a Wonderful Life Museum year round. Getting people from, we've had from 25 countries.
Well, I noticed this summer because we were a little low on docents at the hall, and we send them down, and you send them up to us. The amount of foreign visitors we have and the amount of visitors we had, period, this summer was incredible. I mean, we really are growing with all the things that we're doing here in the community and what the community is known for, but our visitorship has gone up considerably.
And is there a breakfast on this Friday morning? Is it Saturday morning?
There's a breakfast Saturday morning at Trinity Church, and there's a brunch Sunday at the Gould.
That's right, the brunch.
The brunch at the Gould is nice because Sharon's organizing that, and she's using recipes from Zuzu's cookbook.
Well, that's great.
So, it'll be an extra special brunch this year.
And we'll have roasted chestnuts.
Pre-roasted chestnuts from the Knights of Columbus, at the corner, until they sell out. Get there early because they do sell out.
And we'll have wagon rides?
Free horse and wagon rides. They usually start at the American Legion, and they go through the parking lot near the police station and come out onto Cuga Street and go up Fall Street. And those guys are from Cooperstown Carriage.
Okay.
And they do a great job. They decorate their wagon, and Lions National Bank is...
is the sponsor
sponsoring
of
that.
So you have
year.
All these things going on. You have all your stores doing something special.
Yes.
You have the cook-off. On Sunday, there is a scavenger hunt. But there's a new event.
Yes, would you like to tell us about that?
Well, Jim's going to show you the wonderful poster that we have. This is sponsored by the Community Players, which also does... Merry Christmas, George Bailey, the three performances.
Right.
And the Amazing Race is really a free-run walk, and you become part of the movie.
Right.
And there's 9 stops, and there will be 9 of us on the street with orange vests to help you along.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be I'll be at the corner of the Gould, and we will sing you have to sing Buffalo Girls. Now, there's cue cards for everything that you do, but all the 9... you can lasso the moon, you can pull Harry's sled, you can make a deposit for Uncle Billy at the bank. I mean, you've got all these things to do and people to help you to do it. I would think as a family that would be just a real fun thing to do.
Marilyn, are you going to sing for us? I
guess it would have to help them. I don't know. I'm not.
You're going to think out on us, not sing right now. Huh?
Buffalo Girls. That's all. Buffalo Girls, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? There you go.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
And aren't there some things happening at the visitor center?
Yeah, actually, this year we have 3 special guests. Carolyn, who played Zuzu, Grimes. Carol Coombs, who played Janie's coming, and Mary Owen, who's Donna Reed's daughter.
Right.
So they'll all be signing autographs this year at the Visitor Center, and they're making presentations, too. Carolyn has a presentation up at the old Minders Auditorium Friday night. The 3 of them will be introducing the movie Sunday, and Mary Owen is going to be making special presentations on her mother, Donna Reed, including talking about her role in the movie, the Donna Reed Show, but how she was really a pioneer woman in terms of television, often uncredited, and then did a lot of human rights work. And so there are a lot of things people didn't know about Donna Reed, so we're going to be expanding on that, too.
Yeah, some insights behind the movie. Carolyn will give us. Okay.
And won't there be displays at the visitor center of gingerbread houses?
Yep, gingerbread, Bedford Falls.
And they have their wreath contest.
Wreath contest.
There's things in all the businesses.
And the businesses, a lot of the businesses have donated the wreaths or made the wreaths, right? Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So you can go in and buy raffle tickets. They will be raffled off later, I assume.
Yes.
But you can buy tickets at the visitor center.
Yeah.
You've got the gingerbread houses. And
then the second performance of the play is going to be on Saturday
Merry
night.
Christmas, George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Saturday at 6.
And
then Sunday it is a matinee.
And that's located at the old visitor center,
right?
Which is in
the Partridge Building.
Mm-hmm. And there are still tickets available that you can come and buy for. And your entrance is
at 115 Fall Street. If you go there and go down to the lower level, then you can get right into the play. Okay. It is the old visitor center. So.
And then some of the actors are going to be on the street.
For both days.
They do a wonderful job for us. They stay right in character and interact with the people.
Jim did Mr. Potter on the street last year. It was so cold informed them that he is not doing it on the street.
Well, I don't think they appreciated it. Because I was so cold, I would go into the bar and get a drink and then come back.
Martinis?
Out. Yeah.
Well, he's also playing the bartender.
I'm multi-role, the bridge keeper. Yeah.
Yes.
So we got all that going on.
Just mention that Chemung Canal Trust has also helped sponsor the characters on the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And Saturday, we would like to talk about, too, the Taste of Bedford Falls.
Yes.
And Generations Bank was gracious enough to let us use space in their tent.
Yes.
And in the tent, does it start at 5? I think it starts at 5.
5.
And they're going to have at least 20 restaurants, I think, from all of our local area. And for $5, you come in and you can eat for, I believe, an hour and a half. Ann Sandroni from the deli is in charge
and
of that.
And that's what night?
That's Saturday.
That's Saturday, just like right after the race or during
the race? Yes, it is. Yep, right after the race.
And then the night before, they're having another special dinner.
It's a little more formal.
It is a little bit more formal, but they'll have music and the Gould stations.
Right.
And that is also that's a wonderful event.
Yeah, and then they have crafts and stuff inside the tent.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
All day. We also have a dance Saturday night. Dance by the Light of the Moon.
That's part of what they have to do on one of the activities they have to dance.
See, we expect to see you there.
Yes. Well, I don't know about that. My husband hasn't danced with me since our wedding,
okay. There's no better time than.
But, you know, I would encourage people to come even if you don't want to dance.
We get swing
dancers from Rochester and Syracuse sometimes, and it's just wonderful. Plus, we have a lot of great local dancers, so it's really fun. So that's Saturday night, starting at 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, 7:30.
Sounds like a really wonderful week.
Whatever you like or whatever you want to do, how you make your fun. I mean, there's so many activities. It could be somewhat confusing, but as I said, if you go on the website that they told you to, you can print out your own events and know where they are and what time they are and, just participate. It is a fun thing. It gets you in the holiday spirit.
And all the stores will be open, so you can buy your Christmas stuff
there, too.
And you can taste all the wonderful things that they're going to be serving.
We talk about buying local, which is a sort of a movement around the country. And we do have some wonderful stores and some wonderful gifts.
We do.
I haven't gotten very far except going downtown, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so busy. So, we've got the Arts Council. We've got Women Made Products. You've got Noni's. Yeah. Noni's has some incredible, whether it's food or
cookies
or Italian pottery, and there's all kinds of Christmas balls all over. All these places have them. So if you want that special new ball for your tree, you can go buy it in downtown Seneca Falls.
I smiled when last year my father bought me one.
Did he?
Yep. And I smiled this year when it came out of the box.
No, I mean, what a fun thing to do, buy one every year. Yeah. And they're all over. You know,
they really,
Yeah, they're at Cinecropes, Blossoms. I mean, there's things all over. Blossoms has a huge amount of memorabilia about Bedford Falls or It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. So it really is a happening, and it's getting more notoriety. Do you have any idea, how many people attended over the, I mean, a general amount of people that come from out of town?
From out of town, I'm not sure. But I think that, you know, I think we're up to 6,000 to 7,000 people probably over the days, including the race.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think we are getting calls at the It's Wonderful Life Museum all the time. People from Texas and people coming from different places and just wanting to make sure they can get into everything. And people are quite surprised because most things are free. And we really have tried as a committee to keep things, in the spirit of the movie, to keep things free, or there are a few other special events, but you can come here with your family and really have a great weekend. And can I just add that I hope that people will also come to the Seneca Falls It's Wonderful Life Museum. A lot of people have never come down there. We have expanded exhibits. And what's really nice is we have things from the collections of Carolyn Grimes and other more well-known people, but fans are now starting to donate things because they want to be part of it. So it's really a very grassroots place to come and remember the movie and just feel good.
And we do have, on top of that, if you want to get in to get warm, the park, Women's Rights National Women's Rights National Historical Park has many of events happening there. That's a beautiful place to go. The National Women's Hall of Fame will be open. Mm-hmm. That's another. It's all on the same. You know, you're going down the street. You can walk from the park to the hall down to It's a Wonderful Life. Come back up the other and go to the visitor center.
Yeah.
And you know, a Museum of Waterways and so you have actually four museums that you can. You can go visit over the days and get a little break from the weather and maybe learn a little bit more about our community or what's going on.
The Women's Rights National Park, they have a lot going on.
They do. And you if you go stop. On their website, that will tell you exactly what they're doing. Yeah. They're doing an incredible job, and they'll be open all of those days. So there's a lot of things to see and a lot
it's
of
a
things to
weekend.
Do. It is.
This year we're trying something new and to try to document where people are coming from and how many people. Chris at the Visitor Center he does help us a lot with numbers and where people come from.
Right.
But we are talking to the staff at the Minders Academy Yearbook.
Okay.
And they're going to be sort of little journalists this weekend. And come and interview some of the people who come to the festival and find out where they're from and perhaps ask, you know, It's a Wonderful Life because, and fill in the blank. Mm. And they're going to be writing some articles that we'll be able to see.
And I understand there's one person that's coming from a long ways away. I've heard that Santa Claus might be here.
Santa Claus is going to
all
come.
Right.
And I wrote him a letter and asked if he would be in the parade, and he said only if he could ride in the Seneca Falls Fire Department's fire truck. So they accepted.
Oh, how wonderful.
So we will be seeing Santa Claus, and I think he's also going to stop at Blossoms and talk to some kids.
How wonderful.
Is there anything else that we should talk about?
We have a whole list. How much time do we have?
We got a few more minutes.
Well, we could talk about Ma Bailey's cook-off.
If you'd
like to do that,
you
could just give us a few recipes that you've
well,
got.
We have.
That was a good lead-in.
And Ma Bailey's it's the downtown businesses that are participating in this. And so you can go and taste. And then what do? Do you choose, you vote for one of them, or what do you do? How does that work?
Yes, there should be a winner. Yes.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
All right, so you can give a recipe about a chili. You can give the one you like.
I'm going to give chili recipes.
Okay.
And I'm going to give three different kinds of chili recipes. One using meat, one using chicken, and one using just vegetables. To be very honest with you, I like the one with the vegetables more so than I like anything else. The one with the beef, there's a big to-do of the chili. Do you chop the meat? Do you grind the meat? Preferably, I think you.
Well, that's the world. That's the world champion winner. But all of these, you can do your own thing. But yeah, if you can give an overview of some of these chilies, that certainly would be part of a cook-off.
Well, some of the things that you should look at should be included in the chili that you make. You add beer to it.
Oh, yes, all right? That makes
a
big difference.
Preferably a dark beer. And it's your choice whether you want to add beans or not beans. The people from Texas say you don't put no damn beans in the damn chili. But anyways,
everything is regional, but also you should make it your own.
And there's one recipe in here which is the chicken one, which has hominy in it. And I'm not sure you all might know what hominy is, but hominy is corn that's been reconstructed, or dry corn, and it puffs up, and it's something that they use, which is a very interesting thing. Also, make sure you get good chili.
Your powder, the chili
powder,
or whatever you're using, or the chilies.
Right.
Some of these ask for canned chilies. Some of them, these are a little older. I would use fresh chilies if I were going to do it. I
mean,
you can get them in any supermarket these days. There's all kinds of chilies.
And my secret ingredients in chili is mole. Do y'all know what mole is?
I do. Chocolate Mexican sauce.
Yes, it is.
Put some of that in it. Another neat thing to do is you make your chili in your pot. And then make some cornbread, okay?
Okay.
And then take the cornbread and put it on top of your chili and put it in the oven for about 20 minutes at 450 degrees or 425. So that now when you go into it, you have the cornbread on the top into the chili underneath.
Very nice, Jim. I haven't had lunch yet.
There you go. Yeah. So you're making Kyle hungry. So,
and you can have some corn coleslaw with that. And you're
yes, whatever.
Not going to heaven. So, but these recipes are available.
They're available on FingerLakes1.com when you go. They're at the bottom of our show.
Yep.
And all these things are available.
We should tell all of Jeff's runners to go after they run because they won't be able to run if they eat all this
food
before.
Exactly. And do you have anything else you'd like to bring up before we close the show?
No, we hope that everyone comes down because it is a small town, but if you don't get out during this weekend, you're missing a lot.
Even if
you come just for the horse and wagon ride, it's just so pleasant
to
be on
that. All these activities are just wonderful.
Yeah, and come and see the stars. We're very lucky to have them.
This is the only place where you can come see Zuzu and Janie together and with Donna Reed's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And it's the only place Zuzu starts a race.
Yeah.
There you go.
So. And they love meeting people, and they're wonderful people, so you should come and meet them.
We'll take advantage
of it. Well, certainly we'll be around. All of us, besides what we're participating, we'll take advantage of many of the activities ourselves.
And our next show is our Christmas Eve show.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about all the wonderful traditions of the food on Christmas Eve in an Italian household.
Particularly Italian, which
we have
one time.
Special guest.
Lenny DiRenzo is coming in.
Is going to be with us. And we're going to have some recipes for Christmas Eve. And we're going to look back at our past and what our enjoyments are. And in every culture, Christmas Eve is a big thing, and you remember it through the foods, and we're going to try to remember it through.
Right.
So enjoy, and make sure we see you this weekend. It's going to be a great time, and come and enjoy, and bring your kids, bring your fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, everybody come and enjoy, and you have a good week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.